the sound of me singing with you, helping each other to make it through. This is the sound of voices too. This is the sound of voices too. This is the sound of voices three, singing together in harmony, surrendering to the mystery. This is the sound of voices three. This is the sound of voices three. This is the sound of all of us singing with love and the will to trust. Leave the rest behind, it will turn to dust. This is the sound of all of us. This is the sound of all of us. The sound of one voice, one people, one voice, song for every one of us. This is the sound of one voice. This is the sound of
thank you. It's okay, you can applaud. It's really okay. Everything is holy now. I want to begin with a modern day image from the animated television show The Simpsons. The scene is the annual church picnic out in a park. And this year, Reverend Lovejoy is staffing the ice cream booth. Lisa approaches the booth and looks over her choices. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with The Simpsons, I want you to know that Lisa is by far the most intelligent and deep-thinking member of the family. As she stands before the booth, she notices that Reverend Lovejoy has not identified the flavors as they are normally done, but has labeled them with religious denominations. Lisa looks and thinks some more, and finally places her order. I'll have the Unitarian. Pastor Lovejoy smiles knowingly and hands Lisa the bowl she has just ordered. Lisa looks at it and says, "But it's empty!" And Reverend Lovejoy smiles smugly and says, "That's the point." Now, this scene illustrates the critique that many people have of our liberal faith. You know, the old familiar, oh, they don't believe in anything. Oh, but we do. We believe that this empty bowl is actually our greatest strength. That is what we believe. So imagine, if you will, an empty bowl, a gracious container, and in your mind's eye, make it as large as you need to. Because you see, there has to be room for our yearning, our questions and our doubts. There has to be room for our beliefs and core values, which give shape to our commitments and our convictions. And there has to be room for the diversity of beliefs that exist in this space. So into this empty bowl, we have to bring in and welcome our atheists and our humanists and our agnostics and our theists and our mystics and those who are still struggling to identify what it is they believe. And into this empty bowl are people who are committed to the practice of living this open and inclusive faith. Now, this empty bowl is not our greatest weakness, but is our greatest strength. This is so because our commitment to this open and inclusive diversity is made possible by our deeper faith in a fundamental unity that unites all reality. David Bumbaugh, a seminary professor at Meadville Lombard, once said, "Unitarian Universalists are dedicated to the proposition that beneath all our diversity, behind all our differences, there is a unity that makes us one and binds us forever together in spite of time and death and the space between the stars. That binds us forever together in spite of time and death and the space between the stars." Now, I want to admit here that I have been called by one of my colleagues the Pollyanna of liberal religion. And as I say the words that we are inescapably connected by some mysterious but nonetheless real unity, I know that it can ring hollow and trite. But last Monday, as Rob and Hannah and I marched behind Peter Mitchell's American flag in a peaceful march amid some of you, I realized that to live a life of conviction that we are all one is a life full of deep demands. And I have been sorely tested this past week. I have been tested by the us and them mentality that is as much inside my own head as it is in the outside world. I have been tested by the violence that has erupted in our city. I have been tested to let my own compassion enter into the empty bowl and let it fill the bowl. Because, my friends, my anger and my distrust actually doesn't accomplish anything. Now, I do not mean to imply that there aren't real differences in the ways that people see the world and how our dreams might become a reality. But those differences do not erase the fact that we are all in this together, that the future of the planet and the life that exists here are dependent on our ability to work with this reality, that we are all in this together. Rich and poor, Republican, Democrat, progressive, conservative, we are all in this together. When I think about the beautiful water at Itasca, how clear the headwaters are, crystal clear, and so small and insignificant. And it rolls on. And not far beyond Itasca, it begins to take on muddy complexity of all that it meets. just like our lives and our intentions to live a compassionate and open and inclusive life. We encounter the complexities of life, and we are challenged to live our convictions and our commitments, and it is not easy. But this religious life calls us to try our best and to be reminded that our challenge is to open our hearts and fill our empty bowl, most of all, with our sense of emptiness, to recognize that each of us carries an empty bowl of emptiness. But along with that emptiness is our call to love and compassion, and to fill the bowl with love and compassion. And when that bowl is full and overflowing, then people are inspired to live lives like ours, lives of fragile hospitality, of welcome, of acceptance and forgiveness. It is, again, so wonderful to see you, my dream, come true. May it be so, and amen.
Of the Spirit, faith, hope, and love abide, and so every soul is blessed and made whole. The truth of our hearts is our guide. Together as hearts beat as one, and though standing on the side.
And will you stay standing, please, and read with me responsively? We arrive out of many singular rooms, walking over the branching streets.
We come to be assured that our brothers and sisters surround us, restore their images upon our eyes.
We enlarge our voices in common speaking and singing. Our eyes reclaim the remembered faces. Their voices stir the surrounding air.
The warmth of their hands assures us and the gladness of our spoken names. This is the reason of cities, of homes, of assemblies, and the houses of fellowship. It is good to be with one another.
Now here gathered at the river, to bless and to be blessed by beauty, we, who long to live lives of integrity, service, and joy, now pledge again to organize our longing in the interest of a larger love.
The pitcher cries for water to carry, and a person for work that is needed.
Will the pitcher carriers come forward now and merge the waters of the world as sign and symbol of our unity?
Everybody still fine out there? You want to hear where the water's from? Okay.
South Minneapolis rainwater. Cape Town, South Africa. Wartburg College, Waverly, Iowa. Port Royal Estuary, South Carolina. Lake Travis, Texas. Lake Austin, Texas. Bolivia-Brazil border. Frio River, Leakey, Texas. Laguna Salty, Bolivia. Jim and Cindy Sweet, Dallas, Texas. Cedar Falls, Iowa, Roseville, Minnesota, Fiji, Grandma's Garden, Chicago, Illinois, Rio Grande, Big Bend, Texas, Bajo de los Ramirez, Nicaragua, our garden south of the house, celebrating our 41st anniversary at Dauphin Island, Gulf of Mexico, Lebanon Hills, Egan, Gulf Shore, Alabama,
Atlantic Ocean. Oh, this is from the east. The Atlantic Ocean, Rome, Italy, Madrid, Spain, Dublin, Ireland, Greenwich, Connecticut, St. Croix River, Johnson Lake, Webster, Wisconsin, Lago Maggiore, Italy, Bonanza Falls, Michigan, Washington, D.C., Spain, France, Morocco, Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, Boston, St. Croix River, Lake 26, Burnett County, Wisconsin, Appalachian Trail, Vermont, Craftsbury Common, Vermont, Windsor, Connecticut, Ganges River, Lake Michigan, East Side, St. Paul, Crystal Lake, Wisconsin, St. Croix River, Taylor's Falls, Minnesota, Lindstrom, Minnesota, former DMZ, Vietnam, Lotus Pond, Angkor Wat, Cambodia, Ossipee Lake, New Hampshire, Lake Ontario, New York, North Branch, Potomac River, West Virginia, Lake Michigan, Illinois, Milford, Connecticut, Whitefish Lake, Wisconsin, Lake Ontario, New York, Lake Michigan, Potomac River, River of the Holy Ghost, Mississippi River.
This is water from the west. Santa Fe, New Mexico. Poo Deer River, Fort Collins, Colorado. Lake Minnewaska, Minnesota. Strait of Juan de Fuca, Washington. Bridal Veil Falls, Yosemite. Pacific Ocean, Anchorage, Alaska. Los Angeles, California. The Russian River in California. Half Moon Bay, California. Lake Oswego, Oregon. A wetland in St. Anthony Park, St. Paul. Twin Lake, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Whitman College, Walla Walla, Washington. Mississippi River at Lilydale, Minnesota. Florida River in Durango, Colorado. Puget Sound, Boulder Creek, Colorado. Tucson, Arizona. Lake Biwa, Japan. South Minneapolis. Perth, Australia. Singapore. Santa Fe, San Francisco. Hitch something Reservoir. West Yellowstone, Wyoming. From the Rock of Zion Canyon, Utah. Newport Beach, California. Pacific Ocean. Mountain Lake, San Juan Islands, Washington. Yellowstone Park, Shanghai, China. Denali, Alaska. Smith River, Pacific Ocean, California. Sylvan Lake, South Dakota. Snake River, Wyoming. Meeting of Boiling and Gardner Rivers, Yellowstone Park, Wyoming. Gallatin River in Montana. Lake Independence, Minnesota.
All right, these are from the north. Crab Lake, a backyard, Seagull Lake, Lake Superior, St. Lawrence River, Lake Siljan in Sweden, Cass Lake, a water hose, Lake Superior, Lake of the Woods, Lake Bagley, Pike Bay, Cafe Donut in North Minneapolis, Poo Bah Lake in Ontario, Lake Ponto, the Apostle Islands, Prince William Sound, Lake Owosso, Detroit Lake, Lake Johanna, Boundary Waters, Norwegian Snowmelt, Burntside Lake, Des Moines Lake in Wisconsin, Okachi Lake in Wisconsin, a house in Minneapolis, Tabor Lake in Wisconsin, Lake Sissabegumi, Wisconsin, Snail Lake, Lake Vermilion, Rainy Lake, Temperance River, Sturgeon Lake, Lake Catherine.
Kawashiki River, Mississippi River, Cass Lake, Sunday Lake, South Sturgeon Lake, Big Lake, Cascade River in Minnesota, Big Bear River, Lake Weebelo, northern Minnesota, Fish Trap Lake in the Boundary Waters, Whitefish Lake, Big Lake in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area, Water from the Top in honor of the blessings of the everyday.
Hold it up in your mouth.
Sorry. Red River, St. Croix River, northeast Minneapolis, Lake Itasca again, Bay Lake, Cache Bay and Quantico Provincial Park, Isabella Township, Lake Beltone, and Cass Lake again.
Thank you. You may return to your places. What? Just take it with you. What do you want them to do? This water carried to this place, this particular place, from all around the world will now be strained and purified and then used as a symbol of our unity as we dedicate and name our children, as we say goodbye to those who are on their deathbeds. This holy water. All water is holy. now. So be it. Amen.
Okay, well, please join me in a final song. And thanks to the rain gods for sparing us most of it anyway. So please join me in singing Blue Boat Home, whose words are in your program.
Standing on these mountains and plains, far away from the rolling ocean, still my dry land heart can say, I've been sailing all my life now, never harbor or port have I known, the wide universe is the ocean I travel. The earth is my blue boat home. Sun, my sail, and moon, my rudder, as I ply the starry sea, leaning over the edge in wonder, casting questions into the deep, drifting here with my ship's companions, all we kindred pilgrim souls, making our way by the lights of the heavens in our beautiful blue. Hear the great winds urging me on. Lead the infinite sea before me. Sing the sky my sailor's song. I was born upon the fathoms. Never harbor or port have I known. The wide universe is the ocean I travel. And the earth is my blue boat home.
Amen. Thank you, Peter, and thank you, Eclectics, and thank you to all the Unitarian Universalists who do not believe in a petitionary God but prayed that the rain stayed away. Thank you. That God to which we do not believe did respond to our prayers. This from the poet Rilke. If this is arrogant, God, forgive me. But this is what I want to say. May what I do flow from me like a river, not forcing and no holding back, the way it is with children. Then in these swelling and ebbing currents, these deepening tide moving in and out and returning, I will sing to you as no one ever has, streaming through widening channels into the open sea. Amen. And the picnic is inside. That's for you. Yeah.
You can say that you stand apart, put a fence around your yard. You can build a tall rampart and guard it with a gun. You can dig yourself a moat, burn the bridge and burn the boat. It won't matter that much, you know, 'cause all the world is one. All the world is one. You can march in a big parade, every Independence Day. You can raise up your own flag, sing your own anthem. It'll ring out in the air with the other anthems there. To the winds of the earth declare, all the world is one. All the world is one. Go and ask the Buddha when he's sitting under the tree. Go ask Walt Whitman when he's looking out at the sea. Ask Alan Shepard when he's standing up on the moon, staring at that pearl of blue. Ask an atom in the breath you take. Ask the water by the riverbank. Ask a strand of DNA, it's written in your blood. One life running in your veins, one life from one big bang. You can try to separate, but all the world is one. All the world is one. Go and ask the Buddha when he's sitting under the tree. Ask Annie Dillard when she's up on Tinker Creek. Ask Alan Shepard when he's standing up on the moon, staring at that pearl of blue. Oh, you can take an outbound train, try to make a getaway. You can ride off like John Wayne to the setting sun. But earthlings that don't leave town, they just go around and round till they figure out all the world is one. All the world is one. All the world is one. All the world is one.